This whole General David Petraeus story gets weirder and weirder by the minute. Now we have a general in Afghanistan that is somewhat involved with inappropriate emails, and there also is word that an FBI agent who was investigating this was also sending some racy pictures to one of the women involved in all of this. Just crazy and crazy. Every minute it gets weirder and weirder. We'll get the latest with that from Bill Vanko coming up at the bottom of the hour as people try to figure out what exactly did the CIA know, when did they know it, and how did the FBI get involved in this in the first place? And did they have the right to actually investigate David Petraeus from the get-go? No one really knows for sure, and it's something we'll find out as time goes by. Judge Andrew Napolitano joins us now. You see him on the Fox News channel on a regular basis, and if you spend probably 5 minutes listening to him, you know that he's a big fan of the Constitution.
That's what happens when you take an oath to uphold that.
That's right.
Half dozen times in your adult life.
I want to get to your book just in a second, though. But on the Petraeus FBI CIA, how does the FBI investigate the CIA if perhaps there were no laws broken? And, you know, can they actually look into the emails that the head of the CIA may have been sending out?
The answer to the first part of your question is They don't have the right to do it, and the answer to the second part of your question is only if they lied to a judge or broke the law. Look, we know there are no criminal or national security implications whatsoever to the director of the CIA having a consensual relationship with another adult when that is generally known in the Washington, D.C. community, which this was. He's not subject to any kind of blackmail because his bosses know about it and his colleagues know about it. The concept of private sexual behavior giving rise to blackmail, and therefore the person who is the public official needs to quit, is belied by Eisenhower having survived this, FDR having survived this, Clinton having survived this. I really don't know why Petraeus resigned unless there's something else here that doesn't meet the eye that the president desperately doesn't want people to know about, and General Petraeus was prepared to know about, to tell about it. As for the FBI, they don't investigate minor instances of email harassing. They have far more serious things to do. And if they're going to get your email, my email, or David Petraeus's email, there's only three ways they can do it. One is to get a search warrant from a federal judge, in which case they have to assert under oath that we were engaged in criminal activity or possessed evidence of somebody else's crime. Not likely the case.
All right.
Two is to write their own search warrant under the Patriot Act after they certified that we were likely involved in terrorist activity. Not likely the case. Three is to break the law and hack into the CIA's server.
All right. So I'm taking that you smell something funny here. I want to get to your book, though, for a second. Theodore and Woodrow, it's called, How Two American Presidents Destroyed Constitutional Freedom. I've heard the stories about Woodrow Wilson, but Theodore Roosevelt, correct me if I'm wrong, he's on Mount Rushmore, isn't he? What did he do?
Well, Theodore Roosevelt is on Mount Rushmore, but actually, he and Wilson, though they hated each other and only met once and ran against each other for president in a three-way race in 1912, which enabled Wilson to squeak by because Roosevelt divided the opposition to Wilson between himself and the then-incumbent president, William Howard Taft. He is just as much a believer that the Constitution authorizes the president and the government to do whatever they think is right for the country, that it's not the supreme law of the land as it says it is, that it's just a guideline, as Wilson was. I mean, he was just as much responsible for the Federal Reserve, World War I, the federal income tax, prohibition, the dividing of the country by races, eugenics and euthanasia, as Woodrow Wilson was. But because he was a Republican and because he was sort of a macho guy, he's looked at differently from history. And he is responsible for the federal government controlling local education far more than George W. Bush was through No Child Left Behind. But because he was raised as sort of a role model, a sound mind, we were raised with him as a role model, a sound mind and a sound body, he's escaped the true judgment of history, which he deserves and which Woodrow Wilson has received.
You can read all about it in Judge Andrew Napolitano's new book, Theodore and Woodrow, How Two American Presidents Destroyed Constitutional Freedom.